The Gemara tells us that the Anshe Yerichai would allow consuming those dates sitting on the tree, even though those dates, according to Rashi's Pshat, were attached to the tree during Ben Hashmashes. But since right now they're detached, although they're sitting on the Machbedes, which are those branches on the upper portion of the tree, they said there's no concern, you can go ahead and take it. Whereas the Chacham were concerned, no, if we allow that, perhaps we'll go climb up there and pull off some dates which are still attached to the tree. That's Rashi Pshat Gemara. Tosis, Dibra Masa Machlekes, asks several kashas. First he says, how could the Anshe Yerichai allow using dates sitting on the Machbedos? How can you even get up there? We know that a person is not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. It's a gzera, you might go up and pull up a branch. It's a general, universal iser. You cannot make use of a tree on Shabbos. So how can you even go up there to pull up those dates? Another kasha asked Tosfos, we know that fruit which fell off a tree on Shabbos, it's a gemara and beitza, you can't use that fruit. There's a chashash that if we allow using that fruit, he might actually climb up on the tree and pull off more fruit. So if we're speaking about a date which was attached to the tree during Ben Hashmashes, although now it's detached, what about the gzera, the iser, of eating something which became detached on Shabbos? So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi's Pshat. He says like this, certainly we're speaking about a date which is actually now being found, to be found down on the ground below. It's not on the tree itself. It's totally off the tree. So he doesn't have to use the tree, he doesn't have to lean on it, he doesn't have to climb up on the tree. There's no shimush b'mechuba at all. That's first of all. Now when the Gemara says that we're speaking about dates which were sitting on the machbedes, what the Gemara means to say is like this. It was detached during Ben Hashmashes. This specific date was not attached to the tree during Ben Hashmashes. Rather, it was sitting loose on the machbedes, on that branch Ben Hashmashes. Then eventually, the wind blew it down, and up on the floor below. This is the point of a contention between the Anshe Yerichai and the Chachamim. Again, we're speaking about fruit found on the ground below. There's no need to use the tree itself on Shabbos. Number two, this particular fruit had been attached when Shabbos arrived. So there's no iser, mentioned the Gemara Bay, of using a fruit which became detached on Shabbos. It was not detached on Shabbos. It was already detached during the onset of Shabbos. So that's the pshat why the Anshe Yerichai would allow its use. Why not? But the Chachamim were concerned, were still concerned. You know why? Because it didn't come straight off the tree onto the ground below. It was sitting on the machbedes for a while. And near those machbedes, we have other dates, right? We have fruit attached to the tree as well. Chacham were concerned that if you go ahead and consume this date, which was found on the ground below, which came from the branch above, it was sitting on the branch at the onset of Shabbos, perhaps a person will confuse things and say, well, just as you can partake in this date, which happens to be on the floor now, but was sitting up on the tree at some point during Shabbos, so I can go use any fruit that comes off a tree, and that leads us to the gzera. If you do that, then you might climb up and pull up some more fruit from the tree. That's the gzera in the Marbeya. You can't take something which came off on Shabbos. So a person won't differentiate. He'll say, look, it came off the tree on Shabbos. Although in reality, it had been detached from the tree, which is sitting on, perched on the tree. You won't differentiate. Nifl Chamim applied a general iser. They didn't differentiate between one and the other. If something comes off a tree on Shabbos, it is still awesome. So according to Tosfos, that's Pshat Gemara. Again, we're not speaking about fruit sitting on a tree, currently sitting on a tree on Shabbos, which would involve climbing up on the tree. No, that would be awesome regardless. We're speaking about something down below, on the ground under the tree. And we're not speaking about something which was detached to the tree at any point during Shabbos, which would carry its own iser. Rather, it was detached at the onset of Shabbos, but was perched on the machbedes, near the attached fruit. Therefore, Chacham said, let's not differentiate. Anything that comes off a tree is aser on Shabbos. Further down the Amud we have regarding Peah L'Yarek. So the Bnei Richai gave some Peah from Yerokos, the Mo'e Sakasha, how could that be? Don't they know the Mishnah? We need five conditions to be met to obligate Peah. The Mishnah says, it has to be, number one, Oichel, something edible. Nishmar has to be something guarded, as opposed to hefker. Gidulu min ha'aretz, coming out of the ground, as opposed to mushrooms. Then we have two more conditions. L'kitosa ka'achas, it is harvested all at once. And rachisa l'kiyim, it has shelf life. It can be stored away. Now, Tosfos says, Nivra Masa Klal Amru seeks to explain what is the basis for these five guidelines. Why did the Chacham establish these conditions? So first, says Tosfos, the name of Ravina Tam. You meant to know that min haTorah, anything other than Dogon, Tirosh, V'Yitzer, grain, olives, and grapes, Anachayiv, and Truma, and Maser, and all these Matnim Sanim, including Peah, anything else is only Midrabbanan. Fruits, vegetables, anything is Drabbanan. Therefore, says Tosfos, the Chachamim are masakin their takana when it comes to other things with certain guidelines. For instance, if it's not edible, of course it's not zonchi. If it's something which doesn't grow directly out of the ground, we don't find anywhere a chiyuv min haTorah for these types of items. Therefore, even with the Rabbanu, we don't apply this chiyuv. And when it comes to something which is hefker, there as well. Even something which is chayiv and masam and atur, like dog and tirish v'yitzur, is patur when it's hefker. Therefore, the Chacham didn't see a reason to apply the chayiv of peah by fruits and vegetables which are hefker. Now, regarding the last two items on the list, the kitasa ka'achas, harvested all at once, and mechnis lekiyim, is to have storage ability, explains cases like this. When it comes to mechnis lekiyim, he says, something which can't be stored is not something chashav. It's something which has short shelf life. It doesn't have real value. It's cheap. It goes and comes. Therefore, the chachamim, we're not going to be misakin chiv to give peah ta'anim when it's something which is really insignificant and really something of low value. That's regarding that condition. And regarding the one with the kitasa ka'achas, it needs to be harvested at once. It says like this. It says, interesting, the anim would have a very difficult time coming to get their portion. If it's one fig ripe today, one fig tomorrow, they have to go and come. And he says the loss of time and effort, the hefsed, overrides the revach, their gain. The loss is greater than benefit. Therefore, Chacham did not see a need, a reason to go ahead and apply a chiv of pay, etc. when it comes to these things, which are things of low value, inconvenient, and involve a lot of effort, and therefore, if it doesn't have these five conditions, it is potter even midrabbanan.